maybe about a package on a table. Mm-hmm. And say, the delivery boy from Joan's store
wrote thank you.
Mm-hmm. And Joan's might call and say, please, it back. Mm-hmm. Using that same word, please.
Please get back.
Meaning to take it back, you say, please.
Please bring it home, or please carry it back.
Okay. If a woman likes to put on good clothes and put on makeup all the time and everything, you'd say she likes to do what?
Dress.
Okay. What do you call the thing that women carry, usually made out of leather, to put their money in?
The purse.
Okay. And what does a woman wear around her wrist?
A watch. And bracelet.
Okay. What do men wear to hold up their trousers?
Belt. Suspenders.
Okay. And what do you hold over you when it rains?
Umbrella.
Okay. What's the last thing that you put on a bed when you're making it?
Spread.
Okay. And at the head of the bed, you put your head on a?
Pillow.
Okay. Do you remember anything at the head of the bed that was about twice as long as a pillow?
Bolster.
Okay. You might say that that bolster didn't go part way across the bed. It went?
All of it.
Okay. What would you call a bed cover that's old-fashioned and it's hand-pieced out of scraps of old material?
A quilt.
Mm-hmm. What would you call a makeshift sleeping place that's on the floor?
Pallet.
Okay. You might say, we expect a big crop from that field because the soil is very?
Rich.
And another way of saying rich?
Full.
Is that?
Full.
Okay. What would flat lowland be to you? Do you have a word for that?
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard of bottom land?
I think I have.
Does it mean anything to you? Okay. What about a field that wouldn't be good for anything except raising grass or clover?
What about it?
Do you have a name for that?
This poor soil.
Okay. What would a meadow be to you?
The meadows would be a field of my cows and horses' graves.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What would you call land that has water in it and trees are coming up out of it and Spanish moss is hanging down?
What you call a rich land or?
Do you have a name for that place where water has been in the standing for a long time?
Brook.
No, it covers a big area.
It must be a lake.
It's like a lake, except it's got lots of trees growing in it.
I don't know, it wouldn't be the water brook.
What about a swamp?
Maybe so.
Do you have those around here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What would you call a thing that is dug to let water run off?
A trench.
Okay. And what kind of things do you have around here where running water? You mentioned a brook.
Oh, with the running water, hydrant.
Yeah, natural things in the land.
Brooks.
Okay.
Spring.
And what else?
Spring.
Flowing water. Yeah. What are some things with flowing water?
But a brook and a well.
What would a ravine be to you? Okay. How about gully?
Gullies. A place the water go down. I know what a gully is.
Can you describe it to me?